This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
All right, join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. The various features there are completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts in the business. Most of them who will charge you for their websites. There is one who will not. He is Michael W. Dean from the Freedom Fiends. He's in the same camp as Free Talk Live. You do the freebie website giveaways, just like we do. Michael Dean, welcome.
I pay people to look at our website, practically.
Even better. So welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
How do I sound? I'm using a new piece of radio kit.
You know, you sound okay.
Sounds like you have one of the best microphones for podcasting.
You sound good. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Mark wanted me to call in and ask about this. He's not there, but you can answer this as well as he can, I'm sure. The Freedom Fiends just got added to another nighttime station, and it's WSRQ in Sarasota.
Congratulations.
So we're the weirdos on in the middle of the night there when people can't sleep. And I wanted to know if that was the first station you were on and want to know a little bit about the history of Free Talk Live and radio in general for Liberty.
Yeah. No, it is not the first station we were on. WSRQ is the third station that Free Talk Live was ever on in Sarasota, Florida. We started on a different FM talk station that no longer exists. And they booted. That was back when we were with Clear Channel, which is now known as iHeartMedia. But Clear Channel back then, they flipped their format over back to the music station eventually. But that was after they had already blown me out the door and taken Free Talk Live to a brokered AM station in town. And that means we were paying for airtime. And then at WSRQ, we were not paying for the airtime there. So we were back on sort of based on merit. And it is that at that station where we began in our world of syndication with Genesis Communications Network. And then I moved the show from WSRQ to my own home studio because at the time WSRQ, this is no longer the case, but WSRQ was run by a drunken old man who was basically essentially a danger to his own operation. He would the studios at the time were in downtown Sarasota, and they were right out on –
And this is a dozen years ago that you're talking about.
This is about 10 years ago. So, yeah, totally new management there at WSRQ. It's a very professional operation now. Mark and I actually went down there a couple of years ago and did about a week's worth of shows from their Sarasota studios, which are very nice. Totally different crew. But this old guy that used to run the station, own/run the station, I wouldn't say he totally ran it into the ground, but he pretty much did. His management style included – they were on Main Street. They had some really sweet, like, Main Street location kind of studios with, you know, kind of the window front to Main Street in Sarasota. I mean, really a nice studio, nice location. And it happened to be three doors down from the Gator Club, which is a bar. And so when the Gator Club would open up, when they would open up at, you know, 11 in the morning or whatever time they would open, he would leave his office and go down to the Gator Club and proceed to start drinking, come back to the office later on in the afternoon, you know, three sheets to the wind, and start making management decisions. So wasn't really the optimal situation to work in, and I certainly didn't want to have Free Talk Live sort of being at the whims of this drunken manager. Because, you know, I didn't want him to be able to just decide, oh, I don't want him on the air anymore, so see you later. So as soon as we started with syndication at WSRQ, I began the process of planning and building our own studio. So that way, we would be completely insulated from any drunken whims of the manager. There you go. That's my WSRQ history.
It's pretty bizarre and inspirational to me that you have built the ability for true Liberty Radio to exist, and there's not a lot of it. We're the other syndicated show that's on, you know, 33 stations, and there's a couple shows here and there, I think, that have, you know, three. I think the Wandering Capitalist, what's that guy's name? The guy, the expat guy.
Ooh,
I think he's
on
three stations from Vietnam. Anyway, there's a few of my.
I know John Bush.
You guys paved the way for it. I mean, now what was it like when you were a Harry Brown Libertarian Party small government guy, right? And you were trying to sell this idea to stations. What was on the stations back then? Was it Rush? Was it Hannity? Was it the same usual suspects as now?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, the second or third tier shows tend to change out here and there, the lower, lesser known names in the business, kind of like Free Talk Live. But for the most part, the big players were kind of still the same.
Did program directors you were talking to even know what you meant by liberty? Like now, if I call a station and say, yeah, we're a libertarian show, they can at least say, I don't like that and I know what that is. But back then, did they even know what that is?
The ones who are libertarian would understand the code, I guess you could say, but we wouldn't really sell the show as a libertarian show necessarily, just sort of selling it as a show that is going to be something that, all your listeners can appreciate to some extent, or that, you know, we're not Republican, we're not Democrat, and neither are most of your listeners. There was the Talkers magazine does this survey of talk radio listeners every year, and they ask them, you know, well, what's your political leanings? And most of them, like 60% of them, are not identifying with Republicans or Democrats. So we're positioning the show in that way as a show that could be heard on both of those kind of, you know, lefty or righty stations. I still position the show that way.
Yeah, I don't. I say libertarian generally, but maybe that's a mistake.
No, I don't think that it is. I mean, the only reason I don't like using the term libertarian is because I don't want to.
Oh, you mean like Glenn Beck?
Yeah. Well, Glenn Beck's more probably libertarian now than he ever was, but like Dennis Miller or Neil Bortz, two particularly warmongering, self-proclaimed libertarians.
Well, and the funny thing about Neil Bortz is Neil Bortz actually used to be a legitimate libertarian.
Was he ever anti-war?
Back in the Clinton days.
During the Clinton years? Okay, yeah. So.
When the Democrats were going to war.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, when Bush came in office, he became a warmonger.
Yeah. No, I remember Neil Bortz. He's a, for those that don't know, he's a talk show host out of Atlanta who had a syndicated show, mostly in the Southeast, for a long time.
He was actually my introduction to libertarianism.
He was one of the earlier voices I'd heard, and he's right on a number of issues. I mean, he's good on the war on drugs, for instance. He's good on education. But not so good on not being in favor of war.
I think he still promotes the fair tax.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he write a book about that or something?
He did. He literally wrote the book about the fair tax.
Yeah, it was awful. So, she had one of those fair tax guys on the show many years ago and just tore him up. Really just ripped him up. So, Michael Dean, congratulations, man, to 33 radio stations in how many years now of syndication? Two? Coming up on two?
Oh, about 15 months or so. We came
not
we got
year.
On last
two
year on May. Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty awesome, man. That's it took me a year to get five. So,
well, you we're standing on the shoulders of giants. I can say a lot of the stations you guys are on. So we're like, yeah, we're kind of like Free Talk Live, but we have a bunch of co-hosts more than they do, and we don't take calls. So that's easier than explaining it from the ground up.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we're on like four stations. You're not, but yeah, most of the stations we're on, you're on.
Cool, man. So what else did you want to hear? Any other historical questions?
I'd like to hear more about adversity that you faced early on that you don't face so much now because you've built that.
What kind of adversity?
I don't know. I just maybe talk radio program directors being like, I don't know what that is, or putting you on and being like, I don't like that.
Okay, so
that still happens occasionally.
Yeah. Most talk show, I mean, Daryl's been doing a lot of calls recently to stations, and when you connect with somebody for the first time, a lot of times they still won't know who the hell you are. I mean, they don't read the industry trades close enough, or they're not paying attention to the advertising or whatever. I mean, we've been out here for a decade doing syndicated talk radio, and Most of the program directors still haven't heard of us. You still have to connect directly with that person in order to have them be aware of you. But, you know, when you're in the early days, the biggest issue that you you have to get over when you're trying to sell a show to radio stations is that they don't know who the hell you are, and why should they take your show when they've already got 24 hours a day of programming, especially when all these new shows that come up tend to go away 6 months to 2 years later. So why should they go through any effort to change their schedule if you're not going to be around? So being able to stick around for a while and stay in the same place with the same syndicator, I think, was a real big key. Michael Dean, thanks for the call tonight. Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, freedomfiends.com. We're coming up here. You take control. Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here toll-free at 855-453. Still haven't really talked about what happened at the Supreme Court on Wednesday. with the Robin Hood case. And, Daryl, you were here, and you happen to be at the Supreme Court.
Yes.
So you were live tweeting, as a matter of fact, from there. We can talk further about that and play one of the news reports about the Robin Hood Supreme Court case. Don't know what that is? We'll tell you more about it coming up here in a moment. Also, in other court-related news, I got a few different court stories here tonight. There was a news story that we were talking about a few days ago here on Free Talk Live that was pretty disturbing out of Houston, where there's a few disturbing things going on. One, the city earlier in the year in May, city council passed a anti-discrimination ordinance that basically makes it so you can't discriminate in a business that is open to the public on a variety of different measures, whether it's, you know, somebody where they're from or their gender or whatever.
So why is this disturbing to you? I think I know why, but a lot of people, they might hear, you know, like, it's disturbing that you can't discriminate,
yeah,
and automatically they're going to start thinking the worst things about you.
That's
so why
point,
is
yeah.
this disturbing to you?
Well, because I think that people should be free to discriminate because I want to know who the bad actors are in society. I want to know who the racist business owners are, for instance, so I can not patronize their businesses. And I never really understood why somebody wouldn't want to know this about the this information about somebody who their employer might happen to be. Why would you want to work for somebody who doesn't like you? You know, they don't like you because you're gay, or they don't like you because of your skin color or where
right.
you were born. So I feel like if a business owner wants to hire people or fire people based on those ridiculous
or turn away customers.
Or turn away customers, exactly. I want to know about that. And I want them to advertise it publicly. I want them to, you know, just like Christian businesses, sometimes you'll see them advertising that they are Christian because
right.
they feel like that's going to help them. Well, if these guys feel like it's going to somehow benefit their business to be out in the open about their bigotry, then I think they should be able to do that.
Right.
And especially in the information age we find ourselves in, it's not a difficult thing to learn information like this about bad business owners. So why not make it legal? Why not allow people to do that? I guess Houston apparently did not ever have any kind of anti-discrimination ordinance. They were sort of relying on whatever federal protections would be out there. But now they've taken the federal protections and they've gone beyond that to the point of, you know, even more restrictions.
Yeah, that way if somebody does something wrong, they can be charged with, you know, two or three offenses for the same thing because there's the city, the state, and the federal offense.
Yeah, so they passed this Houston something ordinance.
The
acronym
HERO.
HERO is what it is. And the mayor was apparently subpoenaing certain pastors in the city, demanding through court order that they hand over sermons that had to do with gender identity and homosexuality and the mayor herself. The story from WashingtonTimes.com, subpoena prompted a storm of criticism when it became public on Tuesday. The pastors are involved in legal efforts to overturn, here it is, the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, also known as the Bathroom Bill, because the most controversial part, I guess, about this is that businesses are not allowed to discriminate on who can go into what bathroom now as a result of this.
Okay, so here's an idea. Why not just have unisex bathrooms?
Well, that's what they're doing. They're
like
legislating.
No, like one stall, and then, you know, don't put anything up as far as, you know, like man, woman,
sure, but
figure,
if you've already
whatever.
Got, but if you've already got bathrooms with more than one stall, then what are you going to do then, right? You're
right.
not going to be able to park those off to where you have eight bathrooms or something like that. That's just not going to happen. The way those bathrooms are designed, that's just not possible. So larger businesses that are designed to accommodate more than one person in the bathroom at a time, they're apparently going to have to allow anybody into those bathrooms that wants to go in there. Now, look, I'm progressive on this issue. I think it's a fine idea to have mixed-sex bathrooms. I think that, you know, people need to get over the issues that they have there. But I also, at the same time, understand why some people feel uncomfortable about that. It's
right.
It's a new thing for society, sort of like women walking topless is a new thing for the American society. And
although it's been common in Europe for decades.
Sure. Again, I think it's totally fine. I think that people should be able to walk naked if that's what they want to do. I think you're risking your nether regions to the elements by doing that. I don't think it's necessarily the smartest thing to do, but I think you should be able to do
perfectly
that.
Legal in Vermont.
In most places in Vermont. Some of the cities in Vermont will outlaw that. as I understand it. Brattleboro, for instance, does have a city ordinance, or did. Maybe they got rid of it.
I think the ordinance in Brattleboro is only on disrobing in public.
Oh, so you can just be in,
you can
just walk in, walk into the city limits and be naked?
Nude in public. You just can't become nude in public.
Does that mean you can disrobe in private and then walk into public? So if I walk into a bathroom with my clothes on and then, like Superman, disrobe, come out of the bathroom, or I walk into a phone booth or something?
That's
like that?
My understanding, yeah. And I'll look this up to make sure that I'm, you know, not misrepresenting.
Is that because disrobing is sexy and nudity is just nudity?
No, because you can disrobe as, like, a performance art sort of thing.
Hmm. Well, I mean, but what I mean by that is that nudity on its own is not necessarily sexual. Maybe the suggestion is that disrobing, the act of disrobing, could be considered sexual, like a striptease or something like that. So, back to the story here. This bill resulted in a lawsuit. So certain people who were being affected by this or didn't like it, they tried to gather signatures to get the bill canceled or to override it or something like that. The signatures were disqualified, so a lawsuit was filed. And then in response to that lawsuit, these subpoenas were issued by the city of Houston. The pastors and their allies called the city's broad demand a threat to religious freedom and proof that gay and transgender rights bills can be used as weapons to demonize Christianity. Some Texas Republican, Ted Cruz, says the government has no business asking pastors to turn over their sermons. Ms. Parker's office initially doubled down in the face of the criticism, but issued a statement late Wednesday saying the mayor, quote, agrees with those who are concerned about the city's legal department's subpoenas for pastors' sermons. The statement continues to say that the city will, quote, move to narrow the scope during an upcoming court hearing, and that attorney David Feldman for the city says the focus should be only on communications related to the petitions to overturn the ordinance. What they want, what they're claiming they only really wanted. They didn't really want the sermons about homosexuality that they originally demanded. Now they're saying what they only want is communications that these pastors had with each other and anyone else about their petitions to overturn the ordinance. I guess they're trying to uncover some sort of intention to fake the petitions. Because they had to collect 17,000 petition signatures, and they collected 50,000,
but
then almost all of them were disqualified.
Well, what's happened in a lot of places is that, you know, petition signatures are public record. So what happens is if something that some people find, you know, not popular, they will then go get the information of all of the people that have signed. And then just post it of, hey, here's all of the people that signed to do X.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to sort of shame them publicly and to ridicule them. So it could be that that's why they're trying to get the information on the gathering of the petitions. I don't really know.
That doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, these people already publicly signed the petition. The issue was that a bunch of them were thrown out. I think they're trying to find some sort of conspiracy to fake the petitions. I
Could
think that's
be.
What they're trying to do. 855, 450 free. But anyway, the mayor's office says they're backing down on their demands. So that's a little bit of good news. More coming up.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online and go to freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So once again, that is freetalklive.com and ExpressCoins, best choice for you to get your cryptocurrencies. Not just Bitcoins. They've got Bitcoins, of course. Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, Dogecoin, all available through ExpressCoin.com. They are a licensed money services business, so they've jumped through those annoying federal hoops to make it easier for you to get your hands on Bitcoin. Of course, you can't actually touch the Bitcoin because they're digital. But you can buy them with money order, check, wire transfer, and you can make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching. Get started right now at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com can help you. And you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app, available also at ExpressCoin.com. Plus, you can buy up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee, no transfer fee, if you use coupon code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL for the sweet deal. Now, even if you buy more than $40 worth, you'll still get a great deal. It's a 3% transfer fee on more than $40 worth, which is the best price I think you're going to find on the internet. So check it out, ExpressCoin.com. So we got a little bit of good news. The court in – or not the court in Houston. It's the public pressure that is resulting in the Houston city government that had issued subpoenas to local pastors demanding they turn over copies of their sermons to see if those sermons had any sort of anti-homosexual preaching or whatever. Now, look, I like gay people. I just want to make it clear. I don't agree with the sermons or whatever they might possibly say, whatever hate speech that these supposed Christian pastors are engaging in. I certainly don't agree with the hate speech. But I also don't agree with forcing them to turn over their sermons from their church. I think that's outrageous.
Right, and it's not just Christians that could be gone after. It could be, Muslims, Jewish rabbis, Buddhists, any religion that has a teaching against certain sexual activities could potentially be gone after. In this case, it appears as though they were only going after the supposed Christian pastors.
They were only going after what appeared to be a handful of them as well. So it wasn't as though they were demanding that all of the pastors in Houston turn this information over. Just the ones who were actively involved in the petitioning process, I think, to try to overturn this anti-discrimination ordinance. So I don't feel like there's anybody who's really lovable in this particular story, right? You've got the mayor and her cronies who are attacking these pastors for trying to just simply work within the political system, and then you've got the pastors who are probably despicable, in their own way because right. they hate people because of their sexual orientation. So I don't much care for any of them, but I will stand on the side of free speech, and the government's right. the government here is attacking free speech, and when they were called on it publicly, they did publicly back down from this. They haven't yet filed the motion in the court to lessen the restrictions on these subpoenas, so it hasn't happened yet, but they claim that that's what they are going to do.
And let me correct something that I had said in the last segment, where I said that I thought that it was legal in Brattleboro to be nude as long as you did not disrobe in public.
Brattleboro, Vermont.
It was actually in 2007 when their ordinance got passed to make it illegal to be nude in public, with some exceptions, such as in a hospital or in a public shower. So obviously, you can be naked in a public shower, and also art classes.
Where do you have public showers?
Gyms.
Yeah, but those are private showers. Maybe a public shower would be at a beach or something like that.
Swimming pool. But even the ones at the gym are technically
those
considered.
Are but it's open to the public.
The gym is open to the public.
Okay. Okay.
And a lot of times they'll just have a large shower. They don't have individual showers.
But the word public has different
It also says
meanings.
And or private
and
at
or.
The beginning okay. of the exemptions.
Got it.
But, an art museum, for example, is open to the public.
Right.
It might be privately owned, but,
I think that's an important distinction to make, and it's usually not made in sort of pop culture news
right,
releases
right.
and things like that.
Things open to the public is what I meant
okay.
when I said public.
So, that's Brattleboro, Vermont. So what we were talking about before is that Vermont is legal generally
yes.
to be naked in public, but there are some exceptions like some of the cities there.
Yes.
And apparently, despite all that nakedness that could be going on in Vermont, society has not crumbled there.
Right.
People are still okay. The children are relatively well-adjusted in Vermont.
Yeah. Vermont also has better gun laws
than New Hampshire.
And actually most of the country.
Yeah, Vermont and Alaska are two of the best.
And Arizona.
Arizona. They recently became better, right?
About 6-7 years ago, maybe?
That's fairly recent on the scale of government time.
Yes.
I would love to see that happen in New Hampshire. In fact, I was talking with a couple of the guys from court security today, and we were talking about gun laws and things like that. Anyway, let's go to, we got Skype here. James is on the line in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Yes.
Minister.
You are on the radio, and you're a little bit overmodulated.
Minister.
Maybe back off the mic a little bit.
Minister, I don't want my 17-year-old daughter sharing a bathroom with a creepy 30-something-year-old man, let alone having her have a right to walk around nude. But I know that's not just me, but hundreds of millions of your fellow Americans that feel that way.
Well, I feel like people who do own private businesses should be able to set whatever rules they want to. So obviously I don't support forcing businesses to have multi-sex bathrooms.
Forcing? I'm not for government forcing businesses to do that either.
I didn't say you were.
And sense and decency. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, you found it so fascinating, North Korea, last Friday. You were talking a lot about it. I just wove goodbye to my neighbor, who's an elderly Christian gentleman, who was one of a million-strong, warmongering member of the U.S. Army. That is the difference between North Korea and South Korea to this very second, just as the warmongers that my dad was that lived in Western Europe in the early 40s. There's a difference between that and the Ruskies overrunning Western Europe after they overran the Germans.
So what you're saying is you think that South Korea would be part of Korea and part of North Korea today were it not for the United States?
If it weren't for the United States military and a million-strong army that over 30,000 of them didn't come home in the early 50s, I'm not just saying it's a fact, if you knew your history. So I was just calling in to defend the warmonger that is Dennis Miller, who is pretty libertarian, and there is no such thing as being anti-war as the equivalent of being libertarian. In fact, I consider it to be the exact opposite.
Oh, well, no. You could always fund warmongering around the world, I suppose, on your own and be a libertarian, I guess.
Minister.
I'm sorry, your call is ducking out while I'm talking, so I can't hear a word you're saying. But thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, generally, libertarian, the kind of the classic definition is, at least from the Libertarian Party, I remember when I started with the Libertarian movement back when I was around 20, I signed the agreement with the Libertarian Party that said I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
That's the libertarian pledge.
So, therefore, you could still be libertarian, I think, and support people who are defending themselves around the world, right? So, if there was some sort of a fight between people of some country, you know, let's say a civil war, for instance, and you felt like there was one side that was under attack, you could then send them money to defend themselves, or you could go and join up with their military or join up as a mercenary or something
like that. Right, because defensive force is not the initiation of force.
And you'd still be a libertarian. But as far as the United States government is concerned and all of their warmongering efforts, then you know there's not defensive violence going on there because the government has to initiate violence against people in order to fund. Even if it were doing defensive violence for something, they are initiating violence in order to fund that defensive violence, and so therefore I can't be in favor of it as a libertarian. I can't be a libertarian and be in favor of a military that's funded by the threat of force. More coming up.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com, code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you support Free Talk Live, you can go shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there. Click into the right Amazon for you. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You click into the right one for you, get your shopping done. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you do that. It's very simple. It helps us out a lot, and you get the same great deals and the same Amazon experience that you're used to just entering through our affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com. So more court-related news. We had the Robin Hood Supreme Court hearing today.
It was on Wednesday.
The days all blend together for me. It was Wednesday. You're right about that. And so we had it on Wednesday. It actually has been in the works since December, basically, because it was back in December of 2013 when the Robin Hood case was thrown out of the Superior Court.
Yes.
On a motion to dismiss. Now, what is the Robin Hood case? Who are the Robin Hooders? Daryl, how would you describe the Robin Hooders? What is Robin Hooding?
Let me define Robin Hooding first.
Yeah.
Robin Hooding in the term here is people in Keene, could be anywhere else, but people in Keene, New Hampshire, who go around town with the purpose, first and foremost, of putting money in parking meters to prevent the parking enforcer from writing parking tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And in late December of 2012, Robin Hooding changed from just, you know, somebody randomly once or twice a week or once or twice a month, you know, just whenever they felt like it, going downtown and walking around and putting some money in meters for a couple of hours to be basically a focused activity that was taking place all day, every day.
That's right.
Monday through Saturday. Whenever there was a parking enforcer out, there was at least one Robin Hooder out.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
And it also changed to try to walk as close to the parking enforcer as possible. Because before James Cleveland sort of started funding... Well, no, and let me explain why. And when I say as close to... It'll make sense in a second. When I went out and did some Robin Hooding in December of 2012 for some community service, I went out and just walked up and down Main Street, and every meter that I saw that had a car at it that was expired, I put a couple of nickels in. Wasn't necessarily near the parking enforcer.
Yeah.
So James said, try to be near the parking enforcer, preferably in front of, that way you can catch the meters before the parking enforcer gets to it.
That's the classic method, in my opinion, is to walk in front of the parking enforcer and save people from getting tickets. In fact, the card that the Robin Hooders put on the windshield says, your meter was expired, but you know we saved you from the King's Tariff.
Right, and there was no card before like January of 2013.
Not true. Well, there was no card, but there was an envelope.
There were envelopes that had a handwritten letter.
Correct.
And the business card was printed up basically upon commission by James Cleveland.
So I think it's dishonest to leave a business card that says you saved somebody from a ticket when you don't know if you saved them from a ticket. Like
I wasn't putting things on people's vehicles. I was just
putting money in
meters.
Some people were, because after some locals started to push back on this, there were some local thugs that were threatening the Robin Hooders in the streets, for instance. Some of the Robin Hooders decided they were no longer going to be in the vicinity of the parking enforcer, and therefore they were then placing cards on people's windshields when they hadn't necessarily saved them. They would fill an empty meter,
right?
So that was happening, but they weren't doing it necessarily in front of the parking enforcer. So who knows whether or not that was, you know, that was an actual save?
Right. That's so when I went out, I was just, you know, putting money in meters that had been expired.
That's a nice thing to do for somebody, but it ultimately doesn't accomplish any outreach because, you know, when you're leaving a card or an envelope or something like that, then the person can learn what happened. They'll, you know, have some explanation as to what was going on. Otherwise, it's just that they all of a sudden found some extra time on their meter rather than a ticket. So, you know, I have a different viewpoint on how to do Robin Hooding than some of the people in Robin Hooding today. But regardless of all that, the city of Keene came after us with a lawsuit. They were demanding the creation of a zone, essentially a floating 50-foot radius zone that would surround the parking enforcers. They would walk about the streets. They ended up coming down on that from 15 to 30 to ultimately 15 feet over time, trying to come down just to make it more likely, I guess, that they would get the injunction against us. They never did.
They also kept claiming that there was a civil conspiracy.
That's right, yes.
Which I'm still not entirely sure what that means.
I don't know, but it sounds bad, doesn't it?
But they basically, the evidence that they had or the allegation that they had to support the civil conspiracy was they had two-way radios.
So they went to the Supreme Court this week since the lower court kicked it out. And here's WMUR's report from the event.
This group known as the Robin Hooders simply say they're filling parking meters and exercising their First Amendment rights. But others say their actions are intimidating and abusive.
Bum, bum, bum.
Madam Chief Justice, may it please the court. My name is John Meyer. I represent 5 of the 6.
Mr. Meyer, if I did this to you, you would be alarmed and offended.
Tough questions right from the start for the lawyer representing the Keene Robin Hooders, a group of activists who follow parking enforcement officers and videotape them on the job. Keene City officials had accused them of harassing and verbally abusing the meter workers, describing them as in the meter readers' faces.
Which, of course, is a ridiculous exaggeration, and that I don't think that's ever happened, that a Robin Hooder has gotten up in the face of one of the Keene parking enforcement officers. Never have I seen that happen.
Maybe incidentally, such as some of the incidental contact to where two people were reaching for one of the flyers at the same time,
yeah,
and they touched hands, or right, the parking enforcer backed into somebody when they were trying to put a coin in a
meter.
Neither
of those things would I consider to be in someone's face, however.
Right, but those were both incidental contacts, sure, that were being reported by the city as assault.
Well,
so what
that's
I'm
ridiculous.
Saying by, you know, incidentally being in someone's face is somebody stops walking suddenly,
yeah,
and you take an extra step before stopping.
Right.
You might get within 2 feet of them.
Even then, in order for you to be in their face, they would have had to have been walking backwards if you were following them or something like that.
Right.
So I'm saying, it's an odd phrase. In your face
it is
to me
an
means
odd
getting
phrase.
6 inches or 12 inches away from someone's face and like shouting or talking to them or something like that.
It is an odd phrase, but I could see it happening incidentally. I wouldn't go as far as to say that it never happened.
I've never seen it happen. That's what I said. And I've, you know, been on the streets often enough to interact with these people. I personally have never done it. But yeah, I mean, if you're in close proximity to someone for hours every single day, as the Robin Hooders were, it's inevitable eventually that you're going to come into closer proximity simply
right,
because, as you said, it's an incidental thing. Like they come up to a crosswalk, they're waiting to
right,
cross some traffic, and then you catch up to them, or they catch up to you either way, you know,
right,
that kind of thing. So, you know, no, it is not behavior of a Robin Hooder to put a camera in someone's face or to get in someone's face, because that's pretty rude, and I would understand why someone would get upset about that. But, you know, the city people here are just essentially lying about what happened because they want to make the Robin Hooders look bad.
City asked the lower court to get them to back off.
Your Honor, the peace of mind of the public of PEOs, the parking enforcement officers, is not a compelling interest. It does not justify restrictions upon First Amendment rights.
So true. So true. Even if people were shouting at these bureaucrats in downtown Keene, it would be legal for them to do that. You know, whether or not it would be legal to get within 12 inches of the person and invade their personal space, I don't know what the laws are about that. I certainly wouldn't recommend that behavior. But as far as, like, being rude to them and being nasty to them, that's completely legal. And in many cities, this job would be much more difficult for the people in the parking enforcement positions. Like, Keene is nothing compared to what you might experience
New
if
York City,
parking
Philly, San Antonio,
DC,
Birmingham, Alabama, Atlanta,
right,
Georgia.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, look, Robin Hooders aren't behaving that way. That's not the way that I've ever seen a Robin Hooder behave towards the people in the city. I've always seen them being nice to them, even though what some would argue that I did recently was not nice. Where one of the parking enforcement agents wanted me to leave them alone. Well, I'm sorry. It's my job to continue being nearby you when you're ticketing people or attempting to ticket people. And just because you want me to go away doesn't mean I have to honor that request because you work for the government. And that makes you different from the average worker. 855 453. But people don't understand that. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.